for the endangered eastern quoll. The native animal has been extinct on mainland Australia for more than half a century, but 51 joeys have recently been born in a captive breeding program at Barrington Tops in the Hunter region of New South Wales. The eastern quoll still does live in the wild in Tasmania, but it's in serious trouble there. Its numbers have halved in the past decade. The general manager of the Aussie Ark Wildlife Park that's holding the quolls in New South Wales is Tim Faulkner. Welcome to breakfast.
Thank you.
Tim, the eastern quoll's been described as a native cat. Now, is that a fair description?
Well, yes. There's one fundamental problem with it, and that is it's a marsupial with a pouch. But realistically, quolls, and there's four species in Australia, northern, western, eastern, and spotted tail, they fill the ecological role that a cat would throughout the rest of the world. And of course, Australia didn't have any cats.
Right. And so how threatened are they, this rather rare cat?
Well, for example, they were common and abundant from the Queensland border right down through the east coast of New South Wales to Victoria when Europeans came to Australia. And within 100 years, the last quoll, we've seen the Vaucluse in Sydney in the 1950s-60s. So they're extinct on mainland Australia because of the feral fox and combined with the cat. The fox didn't get to Tasmania. So that is their little safe haven. And, there's threatening processes there now for them. But to put it bluntly, they went extinct on the mainland, so the threatening processes were extreme.
Incidentally, are they full of protein? Like the indigenous people didn't use them for food?
Look, I'm sure that they would have opportunistically. I don't know how tasty they'd be because they're a little meat eater, so I don't think their flesh would be like something that's been grain fed, but I'm sure they would have been tasty.
Now, tell us about this captive breeding program. It must be very satisfying that your captive quolls have had joeys.
Yeah, it is. And it's a complex program, like much of conservation is. And so the quolls are now only found in the wild in Tasmania. And there's a Tasmanian quoll program. So it aims abroad in that, got to keep the quoll in the landscape in Tasmania. But at the moment, they're still there. So the key is to get in enough genetic diversity. And a good friend, Wade, at Devils at Cradle, which is an organisation down in the Central Highlands of Tassie, essentially manages that. So the acquisition of new genetics in means that if you lose the genetic diversity in the wild, you've still got it in captivity. And so one of the other things is that we're a part of that program for an insurance population of quolls. But secondarily, that's really species management and species recovery. And so a secondary thing for us in the Barringtons is we've got 2,000 hectares of land. And we have just recently fenced a 400-hectare area. It's nearly 10 k's of feral-proof fencing. Mm. There's no cure for the fox or cat. You can bait and try and control, but there's still a real threat. And so fencing to provide an island refuge at this point in time is critical. And so we're just about to move from that species recovery to habitat recovery. And the eastern quoll is something that used to be in the Barringtons, should be in the Barringtons, and is an animal that will work to restore that environment.
Yeah, well, this is this very interesting debate about species recovery, isn't it? What chances would these quolls bred in captivity, though, Tim, have to survive in the wild? If you don't get the fences down in Tasmania.
Yeah, so no, it's very challenging. There are wild releases happening. I was lucky enough to be a part of a release in the Flinders Ranges of another species of quoll, the western quoll, and it went extinct there 100 years ago. And that program's still going, but mortality is high. There are quolls in the landscape now. There's great partnership, in fact, with the sporting shooters who control the ferals as well as baiting programs. But it's really tough. The placental mammals, the fox and cat, they outcompete our natives, and so their chances, are not good. And have a look at the record. They went extinct on mainland in 150 years.
But you've also provided quolls, haven't you, to a rewilding trial at Buttery National Park in near Jarvis Bay on the New South Wales...
That's right. So a part of...
So they've died, haven't they, a lot of those in the wild?
Yeah, so what it is, again, as I say, it's complex... those quolls are for a project by Rewilding Australia, Rob Brewster, with the federal government, as a part of the Tasmanian Quoll Program. And so the thing is that it's a really complex issue in that park's got a great feral management system. The quolls that went out 2 years ago, you had about sort of 60-70% mortality. in the first weeks, roads, dogs, foxes. But the ones that survive are still alive now, and they've bred twice, and they have three females bred twice, and they have six joeys each year. So, of course, you don't want to send natives that you breed out for the slaughter. But realistically, I mean, if all possible objections must firstly be overcome, nothing will ever happen. And but, we have the worst mammal extinction rate on Earth. And so a secondary stage of that quoll release is that this year 40 quolls went out. Now, there has been mortality, I think about 40, 50%. Any expected release is going to have a 20, 30% mortality. That's expected. The real question is, can the baiting and management system keep up? Can the quolls reproduce at a rate quick enough to increase that population and have a boom? And it's too early now to say whether that's a success or not.
And these must be very robust individuals that do survive. Are you seeing, you know, are you seeing any evolutionary changes?
That needs to take a very long time. I guess there's more adaptations, and certainly, you know, you can have a wild female that breeds young in captivity, and you can turn those young diurnal and naive and lose behaviours. It's a really good question, and it's why AussieArc exists. We started with Tasmanian devils, and we're still a key part of that insurance population with the goal of keeping the devil in the Tasmanian landscape. And the thing is that if you keep two devils in a traditional zoo-type enclosure, they don't breed. They don't get along. They lose their wild behaviours. They become aggressive and confrontational. But somewhere between the size of that zoo enclosure and Tasmania is why we created AussieArc. And so we keep the devils, the quolls, in a natural landscape, areas that are 3 to 5 football fields in size, heavily vegetated, in mixed groups, males, females. The young are reared in what? It becomes cost efficient. It becomes really behaviourally sound, and it retains those wild behaviours. And we are breeding animals that have a far greater chance at wild release and survival.
Well, good luck. Good luck. I love your passion. Thank you very much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. All the best.
Tim Faulkner, General Manager of the AussieArc Wildlife Sanctuary in New South Wales.